from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush made a high-profile effort to defend his record and especially his decision to invade Iraq. The president has not spent a lot of time taking questions from the press during his administration, but this weekend he submitted to a full-hour examination on NBC's Meet the Press. He spoke as his poll numbers slip, the presidential campaign intensifies, and he faces criticism over the way his administration justified the war. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
President Bush and NBC's Tim Russert, host of Meet the Press, sat face-to-face in the Oval Office for the hour-long interview recorded on Saturday. Russert reminded the president of the words he had used from the White House on the night of March 17th to explain why the nation was going to war with Iraq.
Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraq regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
Right.
That apparently is not the case.
Correct.
How do you respond to critics who say that you brought the nation to war under false pretenses?
Yes. First of all, I expected to find the weapons. Sitting behind this desk, making a very difficult decision of war and peace, and I based my decision on the best intelligence possible.
The president said the intelligence was reviewed in the context of the terrorist attacks against the United States and with the knowledge that Saddam Hussein had used weapons of mass destruction in the past against his own people. Mr. Bush said everything he saw indicated that the Iraqi leader posed a serious threat.
There was no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a danger to America.
In what way?
No doubt. Well, because he had the capacity to have a weapon, make a weapon. We thought he had weapons. The international community thought he had weapons. But he had the capacity to make a weapon and then let that weapon fall into the hands of a shadowy terrorist network.
The president said even though the weapons have not been found, the belief that Saddam Hussein could make chemical or biological weapons was reason enough to go to war. He said he felt it was essential to explain his reasoning to the families of the more than 500 Americans who've been killed so far in Iraq.
I don't think America can stand by and hope for the best from a madman. And I believe it is essential. I believe it is essential that when we see a threat, we deal with those threats before they become imminent. It's too late if they become imminent.
The president's rationale for going to war has been shifting in recent weeks as more evidence emerges that the administration was wrong in some of its pre-war assessments. On Friday, the president named a bipartisan commission to look into the intelligence used by the administration. Mr. Bush said he would not testify before the commission, but would be glad to visit with the panel and share information. He also defended CIA Director George Tenet and said his job was not in jeopardy. On a separate topic, the president denied accusations by some Democrats that he was AWOL, or absent without leave, from the National Guard during the Vietnam War. NBC's Russert noted that news organizations have been unable to find evidence that Mr. Bush reported for duty in Alabama when he was supposed to in 1972.
They're just wrong. There may be no evidence, but I did report. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been honorably discharged.
Mr. Bush said he's willing to have his military records open to the public to put the issue to rest. He dismissed the controversy as part of the ongoing political campaign. When asked what he'd do if he lost the president said he was not going to lose, even though polls show him trailing Democratic frontrunner Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Mr. Bush said he thought the biggest issue in the upcoming campaign would be who is best able to use American power to make the world a better place. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.